Starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Mom, look what I found in the loft, a million Stropnikin pictures. I didn't know we had all these Stropnikin pictures. Why didn't somebody tell me?
The word is stereopticon, and I didn't know either. What's so funny?
Look!
Oh. My grandmother and grandfather used to ride a tandem bicycle like this.
I thought you were helping me clean out the loft.
Oh, he found some old stereopticon pictures.
Oh, those things. I thought I threw them away years ago.
Why would you throw them out? They're keen.
Because they're a blame time waster, that's why. People can't leave well enough alone. They're always inventing new contraptions.
That new contraption happens to be 50 years old if it's a day.
Well, it was a time waster then, and it's a time waster now. Here he is, supposed to help me, and what's he doing? Looking and a-wasting the time.
That's enough for now, Jeff. We can look at him after supper.
Oh.
What are you complaining about? You got it kind of easy around here. Why, when I was your age,
I know. You worked from sun up to sundown.
You're darn tootin' I did.
For some reason or other, you never stopped to consider that times have changed since you were a boy.
Well, it ain't the times that's changed so much. It's the boys. I'm trying to protect them from growing up useless.
If I ever thought a little harmless amusement, like looking through a stereopticon viewer, would make Jeff useless.
You think not, eh? Well, I'm going to tell you something I've never told you before. You remember my cousin Alf?
City Slicker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one. How did you know?
Because you've told me about him a dozen times. He ran away from the farm when he was 18. He went to Paris, he studied painting, and he married an artist model. He sounds fascinating.
Well, here's something I didn't tell you.
Oh?
The reason Alf went bad was because of that right there. That was Alf's ruination.
I don't quite understand.
He got ideas from that. He sat in the house the livelong day looking at pictures instead of working.
But he turned out to be an artist. Don't you think artists work?
Again. Gosh, it looks just like you could jump right down in it. You've already seen it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Well, that's enough for one evening.
Oh, just once more, Mom.
Oh, no, enough is enough. We've been through them four times. If you want to look through them again tomorrow, you may. Put everything back in the box, Jeff.
Just 1 hour and 15 minutes.
What?
I said 1 hour and 15 minutes wasted.
Oh, Dad, stop. It was very interesting.
Gosh, Gramps, you would have had fun looking, too.
And just tell me one thing I could learn. Just one.
What do you learn when you play checkers with Matt Brockway?
No comparison. Checkers is a game of skill.
But this is harmless amusement. A little amusement never hurt anyone. See who it is, Dad.
Evening, Jeff. Hi, Lassie.
Hello, Mr. Hubbard. You got something for us?
Well, no, not rightly. but I aim to leave it here if nobody's got any objections. Where is everybody?
Mom and Gramps are in the parlor. What is it?
Well, reckon I better take this in the parlor then. Your ma won't want it cluttering up the kitchen.
Mr. Hubbard's got a package.
Evening, Ellen.
Hello,
George.
Hello, how are you?
What you got there?
Oh, it ain't for you, George. It's for Matt Brockway. Come down by truck from his brother's place in Creston.
Well, what'd you bring it here for?
Well, you know the Brockways are away, Dad. They're visiting Bertie's folks in Victor Falls.
Figured as much. House and barn all locked up. So if it ain't gonna be no trouble, I'd like to leave it here. Save me a trip.
Oh, of course. No trouble at all. Put it on the table. Here, Jeff, take the flowers here.
What is it, Mr. Hubbard?
Well, now, Jeff, it's something mighty special. Yes, sir, mighty special.
Can we say it?
Well, no. I don't see why not. Now, you just get a hold of yourself, because your eyes are sure gonna pop. You all set?
Television set.
I'd never have guessed it.
Matt Brockway buy that? Don't touch it!
No, his brother got a new model with one of them big screens. So he sent this here one down to Matt as kind of a gift.
Boy, wait till Porky sees it.
What good's that gonna do? Ain't no television in Calverton.
Well, they say you can tune in Capital City pretty good.
Whether you can or not. It's nice to know that progress is coming to Calverton.
Another year and everybody in town will be owning one.
Dang foolishness.
Well, I gotta be going. Take the pad, aren't we, Jeff?
Put the cover back on.
This? Don't come with it. It's mine.
We ain't gonna let us set up here naked, are you?
Ain't no more naked than that radio.
I'll find a cover for it.
Well, bye now.
Bye.
I'll see you out, Cap.
Do you want to get electrocuted?
How can I get electrocuted if it's not even plugged in?
Well, I don't know, but keep your hands off it.
Can't we plug it in and try it?
No, we can't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't belong to us, Jeff.
That ain't the only reason.
We know what the other reason is, and we won't discuss it this late at night.
Well, I'm going to bed. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, you mustn't let Gramps' attitude disturb you, Jeff. It just takes a long time for him to get used to new things.
But why? What's he got against television? Golly, television.
Oh, he hasn't anything against television, really. It's just that it's new, and Gramps is funny about new things. Oh, it was the same with the telephone and the radio. And you know how long I've been trying to get an electric refrigerator.
Well, I have to wait that long to get television till I have a beard down to here.
No, it's just down to here. Come on, off to bed. We have an early dentist's appointment.
Don't look at me. I wasn't doing nothing. I was sleeping peaceful as a lamb.
Never mind. You can go back to bed now. You too, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
I never thought he'd sneak behind our backs like that.
He wouldn't have to sneak if you weren't such an old stick in the mud. Good night.
Crates, spray and equipment needs fixing. Tarnation is my tobacco. What's the matter? You try and tell me you're interested in that contraption? Get away from me. It's caused enough trouble already. You know I got no truck for things like that. Besides, we got work to do. Come on. You can't get nothing but noise out anyway. If you mention this to a single soul now.
You can have Ants for only $99.50 down. You can have any one of Marty Martin's special Blue Ribbon New Car Guarantee automobiles. See Marty Martin tomorrow or call today. 200
Sounds State cheap Street. Enough. You know what you're Capital. Talking about.
5050. WWCR-TV. Stay tuned for the midday matinee.
For sure now. Oh, Lassie. We got to get over to Crest and get this thing fixed before they come home. Anybody here? Electric repair shop, like the sign says out there?
Wouldn't lie.
Well, I got a vision set here needs fixing.
Vision set, eh?
Look like you never seen one before.
Well, I ain't seen many of them. What seems to be wrong with her?
She's busted.
Well, I figured that. You wouldn't have lugged her in here. Nice dog you got there.
Never mind the dog. Can you fix this contraption?
Well, now, that all depends. As I said before, I ain't seen many of them.
The sign out there says electrical, but...
I know what it says. I put it up myself.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, that's hard to say.
Maybe you could tell better about it if you looked inside instead of out.
Yeah, I suppose I would. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I never was too sharp in this electrical stuff.
Well, the sign out there says...
Sign says electrical repairs. Well, now, there's all kinds of repairs. There's house wiring, clock fixing, heaters, appliances.
Now, all I'm asking you, can you...
As I was saying, there's all kinds. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I specialize in lamps.
Well, ain't lamps electric?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, most of them is kerosene. You know, I change them to electric. Now, if you wanted this vision machine changed into a lamp...
Are you crazy or something? Why would I want a vision set changed into a lamp?
You'd be surprised the number of things that are being turned to lamps these days. You take Mrs. Paddleford's grandfather. Now, I'm making a lamp out of him. Oh, no. Oh, I ain't finished it yet. There you are. Yeah, when I put a shade on here, it's going to look mighty pretty.
Well, I don't want no lamps made out of nothing. All I want is this vision set fixed. Now, can you fix it or catch it?
I guess it'll do no harm to take a look at his innards now, will it?
Well, are you going to look or are you going to stand there jawing? I got no time for jawing.
You know, that's the trouble with people these days. They ain't got no time for nothing. Now, it was only yesterday that I was saying, Pete Wentworth. I said, Pete, there is no good of you...
Been 2 hours.
Be right there.
About time.
Well, she's working.
You sure?
$6.02 worth, sure.
$6.02? Probably could have bought a new one for that.
You know what was wrong with her?
How should I know?
That's why it cost $6.02.
What's the 2 cents for?
I scratched my finger fixing her. Medical supplies.
Still haven't told me what you did today.
Nothing much.
Means you worked from the minute we left until the minute we got home. I'm finished. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Matt.
It's Matt Brockway.
Yes, Cal Hubbard brought it last night. Oh, that's very sweet of you. Yes, we certainly will. Oh, that's fine. Thank you so much, Matt. Goodbye.
He knew about the television set?
That's why he called.
Well, nothing wrong with it. What's he worrying about? As good as new.
Whatever gave you the idea that Matt was worried?
Nothing.
As a matter of fact, they won't be back until tomorrow night, and... he'd like us to use the set.
Honest?
Honest.
Yowie!
Oh. After supper.
Now, just sit down and I'll turn her on. It's all rigged to go.
How do you know so much about it?
Well, what's there to know about it? Jeff, you hang on to Lassie.
Why?
Because I don't want her jumping at it again and knocking it to... Well, I'll switch it on.
Holly, it actually worked.
That ain't nothing. It gets better as it warms up a spell. We'll be right back. magnanimous polecat, I knew he cheated me. He charged me $6.02 to fix it, and here we got to stand on the heads to see the picture. Why, I'll...
Now, Dad, please don't lose your temper. I'm sure it's just a matter of turning something around.
Well, I'll turn him around or inside out if he don't fix that right.
Now, you've got plenty of time. The Brockways won't be back until late tonight. If he can't fix it, take it to someone else.
Mom, do you think maybe while we're in Creston, I could get Gramps to look at a television set for us?
I think maybe you could.
Come on, get a move on, Jack.
Coming.
Where's Lassie? Oh, she's waiting for that dog to come out again. If we're going to get a television, she's got to learn the just pictures.
Are we going to have a television, Gramps?
I said if.
Well, if's better than nothing.